So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek in the house. Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Man, it's great to be with you, Bob, this morning. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year. Got a great year. Looking forward to it. I know things are looking up. We're keeping positive here.
Oh, you've got
a positive life turning around story. Tell me about this guy, Herbert Lacey, and what role government can play to maybe not give a hand out, but a hand up.
You know, I love a good reconciliation story. And Greg with Logos Lodge, a guy that does, you know, ministry work and help in our community, had a gentleman. He came before us. He's got these liens from, you know, listen, at the end of the day, he did some bad things, right? Ended up in jail for a little while and is trying to actually restore his life. Well, Greg finds him by a dumpster by the Dollar General. Completely broken. So he has spent the last year in this program restoring himself, getting, you know, becoming a leader, doing the right things. Logos goes out, helps the men, you know, focus on work, trade, building up in the community. And then we have these things called liens, right? So if you spend time in jail, it costs you about $50 a day. And that lien is placed on your line of credit. It's placed on all the things we can attach it to until you pay it off. Well, he came before us for forgiveness, and what he was doing is actually saying, hey, commissioners, I'm going to spend the next year dedicating myself to Logos Lodge, the community, making well, restoring my relationships with my daughters, which he now has contact with all of them. And in exchange for that, for working through the next year, I would like my lien released, and we were able to do that. And what a cool story. It has monthly check-ins with him. They send us how many hours he spent in community service and working, and then we are able to credit that to him. And it's a way that we can help somebody redeem the time that they spent for the taxpayers in the county jail and actually doing something productive for the community. And it's this... it's hard to find that great line between accountability and grace, right?
Right?
And so we try to do the best we can, and this is a great success story.
It's a great story. What about the Heavy Hitters Tournament, landing the big lunkers on Orange Lake? Tell me about this.
Man, this is fantastic. I'm so excited. Coming up this year, we have the Major League Fishing Tournament. The best of the best are coming to Ocala, Marion County. We're going to fish Orange Lake. And this competition, you know, Bob, it's not 150 boats out there, right? This is the 30 best all-pro bass fishermen in the country coming. We're going to be on the Outdoor Channel. So check us out in May as they come to town. It's going to be absolutely incredible.
Wow. That's very interesting. And like you say, these are the best of the best.
Best of the best.
Speaking of the best of the best, what about our Olympic winner, Brittany Bowe? I heard that she's back.
Yeah, Brittany continues to be an incredible Ocala fan favorite. Aaron Jackson also officially qualified for the Olympic. These ladies are speed demons on the ice. And guess what? They come from Ocala, Marion County. Can you believe that? Man, they started on inline skates, and these ladies are just incredible. In fact, just about a month and a half ago, we put the horse honoring them right in front of our building, and it's an Olympic horse. And Erin won the first in the 500 meter, the first gold medal for a woman in the winter sports, and she is just absolutely stunning.
The first black woman, right?
Yes, first black woman.
Yeah, yeah. She got the gold in the 500 meters. You know, that's one of the races where you actually could beat a horse. You know, straight out running, you couldn't, but put ice skates on it?
Yeah,
I'm going to outskate a horse any day.
So their return is going to be an awesome highlight for Ocala, Marion County.
Rescuers annual calendar is now available.
So listen, if y'all, you know, we talked a lot about animal services and helping us with the rescue animals that we have at the shelter. If you want to continue to support those animals and our firefighters, we have the rescuers and the rescuees. The calendars are now available to order. You can go on our website. They're $15 and it helps the animal shelter pets in Marion County this month. A great way to help animal services and all of our four-legged friends.
So, like, the photos are, like, of EMS crews and cats and dogs, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. So, they had a lot of fun with it. So, now you get the best of both worlds, right? The firefighters and our four-legged friends.
The last time you were here, it just kind of was, you know, getting started, the Marion County Veterans Hall of Fame. Tell me about the progress being made.
Yeah, so we, you know, as we just talked about, we just got that started. We put the program in place. We have applications that are coming in. So you have a family or friend or a member that you want to honor that is from Marion County, and please come out. Fill out the application. We have the applications open through January 31st for this inaugural year of the Marion County Veterans Hall of Fame. So please nominate somebody that has a great military record along with a great community service record.
And you've got 45,000 or more veterans in the area to kind of choose from. So that
and we also honored at our board meeting with the proclamation Captain Steve Petty. He is our gentleman that was actually just honored into the Florida Hall of Fame for veterans. He's the one that helped us with you know, the research and helping folks get early cancer detection in the community, and also serves on the honor guard. So Captain Petty and those kind of men just have been incredible assets to our community.
You know, Marion County, like many other counties, is growing, and you try to make sure that that's quality growth, and you're doing it in a, you know, an organized way that makes the most sense for everybody, and still try to keep the flavor of what Marion County is all about. And I've got to say, you've been very proactive when it comes to infrastructure, unlike some other communities that I won't mention here with crumbling roads. But so tell me about what's going on. I know there was a new interchange, and that involves FDOT. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so what we're doing is continuing to work with FDOT for 49th Street, all the opportunities that are coming there. It really, one of the things that we're trying to focus on is, you know, what are the new access points? And, of course, traffic tends to get jammed up when you're crossing I-75, right? It just becomes this funnel that is hard to navigate around, because building bridges, going over I-75 or going under I-75 and expanding those things, you know, tend to be very, very expensive. And that's where, you know, people live on one side of I-75 and then work on the other, and you're trying to get that morning commute. That's where a lot of
makes
our
it a lot longer,
right? That's where our congestion comes into play. So we're trying to take proactive steps, planning to run those roads. But, you know, I think what folks don't understand, Bob, even with impact fees and charging the developers and, and doing all of these things, you know, you think about a project. Most people don't really realize that a project may get approved 5 years ago. We have projects that have gotten approved 20, 30, 40, 50, some back in the 70s, right? That are approved back then. The land use is approved. People are bought and they're now trying to develop today. You know, they all think, you know, the county commission is approving all. Well, no, some of these lands are already entitled. So you have the entitlement process. Then you have the building process that comes into place. You know, when we get an impact fee, basically when the car pulls in the driveway as the CO. Upon CO is when, by state statute, your impact fee is due. And now, say you built 100 homes or 500 homes or 1,000 homes this year.
Not until they're all sold with a CO.
People think the road's just going to appear and you just got the money. Well, they don't understand. Hey, now you have to go through eminent domain to make a road happen. Now you have to go buy the property. You have to do the all the environmental studies to put the next road in and all these pieces. And so that's why infrastructure always lags slightly behind, right? Slightly behind the growth. And it is by state statute, designed by law. And that's why we're trying to get in front of some of these things, bond these things, and work with FDOT to try to get in front of them the best we can.
Okay. All right. I'm glad you told me that. That makes a lot of sense now that you explained it. Well, look, we always... These things go by much too quick, but real quick, let people know that want to get involved in the Marion County Employee Academy.
Yeah, so we were able to honor those folks. We have a handful of people. Our Citizens Academy is also open. We do these both these academies. One, because we have 1,800 people that work for Marion County. We want them to know all the different opportunities that lie across, and we want to try to break down the silos of departments, right? How do you do that? Well, you educate people about what all of the other departments are doing. So we do that through Employee Academy. Then we also open up to citizens so they can actually see the process. Okay, you call in for a pothole. How does it work? Who's the person that actually takes the call? Where does it go? How does it get to the field? From the field, how does the thing get paved? We take you through that entire process for that. Water systems, landfills, everything.
Tell me the guy's name that has the shovel.
Right.
That's so I want to call him.
Wait a minute. Wait. You guys fill potholes in Marion County?
Yes, sir. Yeah. We fill potholes every day. A bunch of them.
Isn't that crazy? Which other counties knew how to do that?
Yeah.
Great.
Well, send them on down. Greg, we can do a seminar.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll be real open to that, I'm sure.
Yeah, right.
Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner. Always a pleasure, my friend. Always upbeat and full of information. We appreciate that.
Happy New Year, y'all.
Happy
Thanks for
New
having
Year.
Me on, Bob.
It's going to be a great one. It's up to all of us to make it great.
Oh, yeah.